Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. The last time we had a chance to visit with this lady, she was running for Congress. Now she is our first district congresswoman, Ashley Hinson, joining us this morning from a busy nation's capital. Good morning. Thanks for taking the time to be with us. How are you?
Great, Kent. Thank you so much for having me on, and it's great to be with you. And I always say this, it's been a busy week in Washington, but I'm always excited to get on a plane to come back home to Iowa.
Boy, I bet you are, you know, to get out and get a little breathing room, I would imagine. Hey, let's talk a little bit first of all. You know, you're about 5 months into your first term. As you look back at those 5 months, is there anything that you go, boy, I was ready for just about anything, but I wasn't ready for that?
Well, it's certainly been an unprecedented start to my time here in Congress. And I think, you know, it has been a really unique year for so many Americans working through this pandemic. You know, I never thought I would be running a campaign through a pandemic, let alone serving in Congress and making decisions, you know, that are affecting Iowans' lives every day, continuing through that pandemic. So I think, you know, when I look back at the first 5 months, you know, I've really tried to focus on the work here, keeping my head down. Constituent service and customer service is my main job, and so that was really my focus through a lot of noise here the past couple of months. You know, I think it's important to tell the story of those successes coming out of our office. We've helped so many people with visas, getting their checks from the IRS, their refund checks, their money that belongs to them. Solving passport issues, helping through FEMA challenges. I mean, so from that perspective, you know, I'm very proud of the work that we've done here already in the first couple of months. And I think most importantly, which was my pledge during the campaign and continues to be my pledge, I run a very transparent office. I do a press call every Friday where I take questions from the media, and I just did a teletown hall this week. And so I've been really focused on making sure Iowans know where I stand and why, and I think that's important. Washington, D.C. could use a little bit more of that.
You know, I'm curious, with your background in the media, former TV news anchor on a Cedar Rapids television station, and, you know, I've been in and out of the media for longer than I'd care to admit. When you first start in media jobs, and especially when it's related to news and on-airs, some of the first advice they tend to give you, I don't know whether you got this or not, but mine was kind of like along the line, okay, know what you're doing and stay with the script. Has that been voiced to you as you have been learning your way around the nation's capital and learning your way around the halls of Congress?
Well, I think the most important message there is, you know, be confident in what you're doing. And for me, that's always been the case. It's prepare. And in my case, that's making sure that I know exactly what the legislation is that's being proposed. And then I know exactly, you know, in my mind as a communicator, what Iowans would care about in those pieces of legislation. So that's what I think if the biggest piece of advice I've gotten here is that, you know, don't forget where you came from. And I'm not. I mean, I'm listening to Iowans and making sure their stories are being told here every day. And ultimately, that, I think, is the important story coming out of Washington, D.C., is our voices are being heard here. Iowans have a seat at the table. I'm on the Appropriations Committee and the Budget Committee. So, you know, when we're having conversations about all of these spending packages going through, I'm right there making sure people understand the needs of rural Iowa matter, the needs of our rural broadband access matter, for example, infrastructure matters. And ultimately, you know, I think my main goal here was to clean up Washington, to stand up for Iowa taxpayers, and to make sure we're supporting the Constitution every day. And so that's what I try to do through communications and through my interactions with my voters back home.
You know, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago about going through all of this, running a campaign and beginning office in the midst of a pandemic. What are your thoughts on yesterday's CDC announcement that we can start relaxing the use of masks if you're fully vaccinated?
Oh, it's about time. Thank you so much. I was, I think I, like many Americans yesterday, cheered at that news. You know, I'm grateful to all of the people who spent so much time in the last year developing that vaccine, the people who volunteered for those trials to get that shot in the arm so we could get more Americans vaccinated. And truly, I think you know, I do think it sent the wrong message that we were encouraging people to get vaccinated, but saying you're still required to wear a mask. So I think it was definitely a step in the right direction, a step toward normal, which is what we all want. We have to get our economy back on track again. We need to get people back to work. We need to get kids back to school across the country. Now we're on the right track with, lifting that mandate, and Americans, I think, get a little bit of freedom back today.
You know, from my observation over the last few months, and you can certainly, educate me more if you would like, but I know one of your focuses when you have the opportunity to return to the state is small business and trying to assist the small businesses, especially those that have been damaged not only by the COVID but by Mother Nature over the last mm-hmm. couple of years. We see that here in Marshalltown, obviously, but overall for the district, how big of an issue is that, trying to keep those mom-and-pop businesses going?
Well, it's absolutely crucial, and, you talk about Marshalltown. You've not only had the double whammy, but you had the tornado before the pandemic to deal with as well and recover from. So supporting our small business community is crucial, and it's a part of my mission out here. It's why I believe we need to be focused on policies that help them grow and expand their businesses and in the process expand those opportunities for Iowa's working families. And so when I look at policies being proposed out here, like a $15 minimum wage, again, paying people to stay home and out of the workforce for a longer period of time, I think those are wrong for Iowa. Iowa's open. We're ready to grow. And our employers are struggling. And so I've tried to focus here in Washington, D.C., on the policy side on policies that will be pro-growth, pro-business. And in my case, then, I believe pro-Iowa working family. And just today I'm supporting the Pregnant Worker Accommodation Act. That helps more women stay in the workforce longer, women who want to have a family, and we need more Iowans. So making sure that we're supporting those women who need to be in the workforce up until the point when they deliver. The Main Street Tax Certainty Act, which makes the tax cuts that were passed for pass-through businesses who need to be able to reinvest that income and grow their businesses, it makes that tax cut permanent. So I'm focused on, again, rolling back regulations, rolling back taxes whenever possible, and providing more freedom for Iowans. And that's what they've told me they want.
You know, and we were joking a little bit before we began the show about, a lot of people think, well, it's all, kick back, show up for a few votes and all of that in Washington, D.C. But I know that is not the case, having talked with a number of congresspeople over the years. What are your thoughts that you've experienced so far? Because I know a lot of folks talk about, and I phrase this as legislating versus politicking. We see so much about the politicking that's going on. Do we not get a good picture of what is actually going on from a legislative point of view in the nation's capital?
Yeah, well, that's definitely a story we're trying to tell, Ken. Yesterday, for example, my day started pretty early and did, some local media back home to tell people what we were working on out here. I think peeling back the curtain is important. And then went into a hearing where you talk about legislating. We asked some serious questions yesterday of the acting ICE director. I came out of that hearing yesterday with some great policy ideas, and then our legislative team, we met, and we already are working with several other member offices, Republicans and Democrats, on some policy solutions to help solve those problems. So there is a lot, despite what you might hear on the 5 o'clock news. People here are working together. We're getting things done. I'm working with Congresswoman Cindy Acme from the 3rd District as well on several pieces of legislation, one of which is designed to help people access mental health resources at the VA. I am co-sponsoring legislation with Congresswoman Spanberger from Virginia. Specifically, again, you talked about helping small businesses. The PPP Equity Act is designed to help our farmers, our ranchers, and our sole proprietors access PPP when there was like a provision that they were kind of left out of unintentionally. So there is a lot of that happening behind the scenes, and you don't always hear about that, but I think it's important that we do talk about it because we need to unify our country and move forward, and I think the only way we do that is to showcase some of that good work happening here in Washington.
So what do you hear from folks around the 1st Congressional District? What are you hearing as you have been coming more and more involved in the legislative process? Because I know it takes a little bit of time when you're in your first term, especially to kind of get your sea legs, as it were. What are you hearing from folks around the first district about what they want you to be focusing on?
Yeah, well, I've been given a clear mandate to stand up to tax increases. When I'm talking with our farmers, as I mentioned, they're very concerned about what they're hearing about tax increases, capital gains, stepped up taxes. We need to encourage people to keep their businesses and their families and grow those businesses. So that's a clear mandate that people have told me that they want to make sure that we see that protected. The other thing I think that's important, again, is I hear time and time again throughout the district, workforce matters, workforce, 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 and childcare matters. It's why one of the projects that I'm supporting here in Washington, D.C. is some resources for childcare centers, specifically one in Winnesee County in Decorah. So, those issues, everywhere I go, there's kind of a common theme, and so that gives me a mandate here of what I'm working on. I've co-sponsored or introduced over 100 pieces of legislation already, and I think they're reflective of the values of Iowans and what Iowans have told me they want to see happen here in Washington.
Let me go back to one of those points real quick. We've got a couple of minutes left visiting with Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of the 1st District here in Iowa. You know, we talked about small business, talked about workforce. One of the concerns here that seems to be on some folks' mind in Marshalltown, and I'm curious if it is an issue in other smaller communities in your district, is what do we do about getting more retail in our community? Marshalltown has lost quite a bit of retail, not just because of what's happened in the past couple of years, but it's just been the way the trend is going. Do you see that as a problem in many of the smaller communities in your district?
Oh, absolutely. Small town main streets, we need to be revitalizing them. And that's why I've made it very clear here that I'm standing up for rural America. The needs of rural America are often ignored by the coastal elites, who do have a lot of voices out here. And I think that's the best way we can strengthen our smaller communities, our smaller main streets, and get more retail. Housing, as I talked about workforce, but housing is a huge part of that. And recruiting people to come to small towns is the best way to recruit businesses to come there to provide services to those people. So one of the other projects that I'm supporting is some additional housing opportunities for rural housing in Jones County. I'm trying to find those opportunities because I know this isn't a one size fits all solution. It's a targeted solution, and I think we have to consider all of the different solutions possible to solve this problem. So I think, again, supporting our small town main street businesses is a priority for me, and I think our office stands ready to help people who are interested in launching a small business. I think it's a great time to do that. We're on track to roar back, hopefully, in our economy, and our office can help with connecting with resources. The SBA, we work very closely with them as well, and I think that there are a lot of good things coming down the horizon that we're trying to keep an eye on as well.
We've got about a minute left. Let me ask you this final question. What are the big things at the top of Ashley Hinson's to-do list right now?
Well, right now, I'm focusing on the Precise Act, standing up for Iowa's agriculture producers, and also that bill that I introduced, which is bipartisan, also has a provision to help support rural broadband access. So that, for me right now, I'm working very hard to get that across the finish line. Like I said, the PPP Equity Act, that's right there. It targets our small businesses and our farmers to help make sure that they can be made whole again after a year that has been so challenging for so many families. Continuing to support policies that stand up for Iowa taxpayers every day, that is at the very top of my to-do list, and we're executing on that every day. And I would say to everyone listening, if you have any questions or challenges, make sure you call our offices. We're open in Cedar Rapids, Dubuque, and Waterloo, and, of course, in Washington, D.C.
Well, try not to work too hard.
it's fun if you enjoy what you're doing, and I enjoy serving Iowans in this job. It's an honor to do it, and it doesn't feel like work when you're having fun doing it, and we're working hard out here in Washington.
Well, thank you as always for your time. We'll look forward to visiting with you again soon. Be well, and keep after it there in the nation's capital.
Thanks, Ken, for having me.
And thank you, Ashley Hinson, our 1st District Congresswoman, our guest today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB and 93.9 FM.